Gentlemen,
this is MGTOW Life, and welcome to another podcast. I want to talk about family, gentlemen. Something I want to talk about. So with that being said, let's get started. Family, well, for the most part, to the best of my knowledge, all of us, if not most of us, have family that are blue-pilled. Because they were raised, you know, to be blue pills, to be givers, especially if they're male, to be givers, and the females to be takers, to pay taxes, and the females consume taxes. You know, that's how that works. It's not too complicated. But when it comes down to family, there are times that even if they are red pilled, they're human beings. They're going to be difficult to listen to at times. They're going to be difficult to deal with. They're going to be difficult to live with. And for all those MGTOW, for all those red pill that live by yourselves in your own apartment, I salute you. I'm doing that. I know that Mr. Elite was doing that. Mr. Elite now has a roommate because he saved a life. He saved yet another life. Brought that man to the red pill knowledge, to MGTOW, and saved his life. So thank you, Mr. Lead. I do appreciate that. And the man's gonna help him out, and it's gonna be a good situation. And if you can do that, that's all the better. Yeah, more power to you. That's fantastic. Me, I keep it simple, like I've said before. I keep it simple. I'm not much of a consumer. Besides throwing money on my Harley to get that fucker fixed again and again and again, fucking thing. But beyond that, don't have a fancy car, don't have fancy clothes. You know, I've gone to Paris, I've gone to Jamaica, I've gone to a couple different places, nothing crazy, but I've seen a couple places, and now I've said I've done that, and I don't have this burning desire to go travel. I really don't. But if I have a reliable car and access to a beer now and then, access to some food now and then, shit, I'm doing pretty well. You know, not all bad. I keep things simple. I keep my life simple. That's how I'm able to live in one of the most expensive states there is, which is California, and yet live okay. You know, everything's fine. All the bills are paid. The car is reliable. It's fine. But if you can live by yourself, if you're able to do that, gentlemen, see if you can work out a way to do that. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. It's a situation where you're going to have, you know, living costs and nobody to help. You know, there's going to be issues. I understand that. I get it. I do. I get it. It's tough. But, you know, if you're able to make some sacrifices, if you're able to watch your own finances and do what you got to do to make things happen, you can live by yourself. Even if it takes some planning to get to that point, I feel that you can do it, especially as MGTOW, especially as Red Pill. You will be able to live by yourself. And I tell you what, gentlemen, it's expensive because, and you've heard this all before, it's expensive because it's worth it, you know. And if you don't have a nagging bitch that's not putting out anymore, you know, giving you crap, great, that's cool, you know. At the same time, if you have family, if you have, you know, a partner, if you have whatever it is, and to occupy the same space that you do, there's going to be times that it's going to be difficult. There's going to be times there's going to be drama. There's going to be heartache. There's going to be issues, you know. So if you can get to that point, like Fake Jersey Tales, if you can get to the point where you live by yourself, do it. I really wish that I had done this, you know, in the late 90s. Got my shit straight and got my own place, you know. Fuck, I wish I would have done that. Not had a kid. Not got married, not doing all that stupid shit, and found a way to get in a garage and have me and my Harley in my garage and just be chilling, you know. I'm working on that right now, getting to the point where I have a garage. It's safe, it's secure, it's in a garage, but it's not my garage, so that's going to happen at some point. But beyond that, I'm just happy to live by myself. Kind of like I mentioned before, Freaking Jersey Tales and Mr. Elite, as well as Mr. Hate Vicious. It's not easy, gentlemen, but it's worth it, so. Anyway, so with that being said, I do appreciate you taking the time to listen to my podcast. And as always, take it easy.